County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Kathy Meyer.
And the story continues.
And in 1893, the commissioners bought 160 acres of the Cole Farm, 4 miles west of town. And this property had once been home of racehorses, and there was a racetrack on the site. The commissioners believed that they could sell the old poorhouse to get enough money to pay for the new one. The building was to be made out of brick, and the brick was made from clay that was dug at the site of the poorhouse itself. At one time, there was a round pond in front of the poorhouse, the brick house, that had been where the clay had been dug out. The house itself had 30 rooms. The kitchen and laundry facilities and some of the other working areas of the house were in the large basement, a deep stone basement. The upper two floors were used for housing the residents who stayed there. In 1913, that amounted to 36 people, evenly divided between men and women, most of them elderly. The farm itself had a lot of other facilities to provide food for the residents. There were vegetable gardens, crop fields, cows, chickens, hogs, and so on. In 1903, the superintendent reported that they had made $1,225 from sales of produce from the farm, and left over they had 40 tons of hay, 41 hogs, $100 worth of clover seed, 15 head of cattle, 150 bushels of wheat, 180 bushels of oats, 500 bushels of corn. In 1907, however, the inspection by a grand jury found that conditions were not good. There were improvements needed, and inspection of the residents at that time said that there were 27 inmates, many of them feeble-minded, epileptic, crippled, insane, and only 5 were able-bodied and able to work. A 1910 inspection showed that the committee who went was shocked beyond expression by conditions there. It was necessary for the county to provide additional help and to address the conditions under which the unfortunate there were living. Especially help was needed in the kitchen and in the annex, which is very appropriately called the pest house because there were barred windows and doors and padded cells where people who were mentally ill and couldn't be managed by the supervisors were locked up and treated in ways that no one would dream of keeping anyone now. But they say the annex was in an unsanitary condition, dangerous to the inmates and to the people who have to care for them. It is necessary that water closets be installed and connected with the cesspool, that ventilation be installed in the ceilings, and they needed fire pumps, which are not in repair in case there was any kind of fire. Later on, these improvements were made. As other social service agencies and programs came into effect, there was less need for the county poor farm to exist. In 1954, it was discontinued. The property sat abandoned and derelict for many years and was subject to a great deal of vandalism and destruction. A fire destroyed the barn in 1969, and despite many years of the county commissioners talking about establishing a museum or history farm or some sort of use of the property, all of these ideas came to naught. And after the fire destroyed the barn, Ralph Rogers offered to demolish all of the buildings for free. It was said that he did this to destroy the dreaded symbol of being a childhood orphan when he was moved from one relative to another, with the specter over his head all of the time that he could end up at the poor farm. In 1967, the County Park Board was established but not funded. It was disbanded, and in 1971, another park formed, and the property became the first county park. A contest was held to name it, and the commissioners leased property to Monroe County Parks and Recreation, and it became the park that we know today, Karst Farm Park.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.